Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The year is speeding past. This coming week is a Thanksgiving week. It's certainly one of my favorite holidays. In my Italian family, it was all about the food, but then again, what wasn't? We had the traditional American menu as far as I knew. We always compared the various foods we enjoyed with family, friends, and schoolmates. Ours included something Italian in addition to the turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, sweet potatoes, and cranberries. Even though this meal would cry out for a white wine, our table always had a red, and we kids could sip it at an early age. We enjoyed a midday meal and played a little front yard football. We watched football on television and especially enjoyed those games that were played in the snow. In L.A., we didn't see snow that often. Mom did all the cooking since she had three boys in the house, but we did the cleanup when we got old enough. She still put everything away and we all looked forward to leftovers the next day or two. Thanksgiving was one of the few times I remember when we would say grace before dinner. My family was Catholic, but this was not a daily occurrence for us. But we did on Thanksgiving, and it was my dad that would talk about being thankful. My father was orphaned during the Depression. Extended family helped as they could, but he spent too much time on the streets. That led him to go to work in the CCCs, the Civilian Conservation Corps. He found himself transported from his home city of Omaha, Nebraska, to Roseburg, Oregon. He never said this that I recall, but it seemed he was most thankful for this part of his life. He had a strong work ethic from his parents, but they died when he was young. He gave credit to the CCCs for learning the value of work. He would ask my brother and I to think about things and people that we were thankful for. As kids, I guess we had to be asked. Many meals in my house were not always happy occasions, but Thanksgiving always was. My dad got a four-day weekend, and no stores were open on Thanksgiving. We spent the day together. One of my most vivid memories was that awful week when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. The terrible sense of what might happen next. The televised shooting of the assassin. The funeral in all its pomp and detail. The son at about two saluting his father. The boots backward on a black horse. This was all somehow personal, family. And then the question of what would happen to the country. What we saw was the promise of America occurring before our eyes, the seamless transferring of power to the vice president in a plane in Texas. We discovered that this system of ours works, but we were reminded that a system is not enough. It takes people who are dedicated to honoring our system to make it happen. Men and women stepped up to the plate, set their egos aside, and did the right thing according to our system. This Thanksgiving, I am grateful for many things, my life, my wife and children, and now grandchildren, this community we have made and live in, and this country that has given us all the gift of opportunity. That's the real American dream. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment. Happy Thanksgiving.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.